I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. May 2nd is Election Day, and we continue meeting the candidates running in Vancouver Kingsway. Between now and Monday, I hope to talk to all of the candidates. Only the Liberal Party and Marxist-Leninist candidates have yet to confirm appearances on the program. I'm joined now by Trang Nguyen, the Conservative Party candidate. She's an accredited court interpreter, Balin therapist, and small business owner. She has broadcasting experience, having worked at Channel M and Fairchild Radio. She immigrated to Canada from Vietnam as a child. The website for more is at trangnguyen.ca. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Trang Nguyen. Good morning, Ms. Nguyen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show today.
You're very welcome. Now, I had to look this up because I didn't know what a Bowen therapist is. Did I pronounce that right, Bowen?
It's supposed to be Bowen, B-O-W-E-N. It is a pain relieving therapy from Australia, and it has a very quick result in relieving pain.
So that's your day job, is it?
Well, I've been working as a court interpreter for the BC Supreme Court and Provincial Court for 20 years.
Right.
And on top of that, I do have a small business as a Bowen therapist.
What brought you to run for political office? Why did you decide to run?
I came here when I was 8 years old, and it was in 1979. It was the decision of the Conservative government that allowed my family to come to Canada. It took us 9 attempts to escape by boat from Vietnam, and it was the 9th attempt that we got to Malaysia safely. We stayed there for 1 year. We had to stay at a isolated island before we got sponsored by the Canadian government. And one of those attempts, I could remember that I was only 5 and I had to push a small boat in the dark, and I was walking in mud up to my chest to escape, and at that time we were unsuccessful. And I'm thankful to Canada and the Canadian people, and that's why I like to give back. I like to contribute to the Canadian society, and that's the reason why I want to run to be the voice of the representative for Vancouver Kingsway. I've been living in the riding for 18 years. I went to elementary school and Sir Charles Tupper in the riding.
Oh, we're fellow Tupperites then.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did you go to elementary school?
David Livingston and General Wolfe.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a riding where visible minorities make up a majority of the population. In terms of immigration issues, how has the Harper government done in that regard, and do you think they could do better?
Yes. As you know, that we had welcomed 281,000 newcomers last year, the highest level in 6 decades. And as you know, that we cut the landing fee in half, saving new immigrants more than $300 million since 2006. We also will continue on to accept grandparents and parents class into Canada. We'll increase that to more than 17,000 cases compared to last year, which was only 15,000 cases. And there would be no cuts, unlike the myths out there saying that we're going to be cutting down immigration cases. One of the reasons were we had 830,000 cases of backlog from the Liberal government, and we've been trying to process through the cases. And as you see, that we also have cut the processing time for new skilled worker applications from 5 years to less than 1 year, and we invested money into foreign credential recognition and also addressing marriages of convenience. We cracked down on crooked immigration consultants and increased total family immigration from 145,000 to more than 166,000. So you see that we are continuing on to process cases, and there will be no cuts.
What about the refugee system? How has the Harper government done in that regard? We hear about, I guess the Prime Minister was talking yesterday about, or last week about reforms to that system and stopping crime in that regard.
Yes, so we will try to combat the human smuggling, to track down on human trafficking. So that would be the refugee reform.
Mm-hmm. This campaign that you're in, it's an uphill battle for you as a Conservative because they've never won this riding. How does it look a week before Election Day? Do you think you'll win?
Well, you know, I've been knocking on doors at people's houses, and, you know, the same concerns that keep on coming back, the economy and fighting crimes in this neighborhood. As you see, they like the conservative platform on the economy, increasing jobs, and reduces lower taxes for people. So, and also our tough on crime, unlike the NDP, whose embarrassing record on fighting crimes. They want a safe neighborhood. They want, a place where they can live and they feel safe. As you see that we're going to be coming out, if re-elected, a new bill to help protect the elderly and children.
Now, in September of last year, the House of Commons voted to keep the controversial long gun registry. The vote was, it was two votes separating the people in favor and those against. The entire Conservative caucus voted against the gun registry. If you're elected an MP and it comes to a vote, would you vote to scrap the gun registry?
Yes, I would vote against the gun registry. As you see that, you know, it's proven that it's not effective in helping to fight against crimes, and it would be a waste of money to make farmers and hunters register for these long gun registry.
Now, will Mr. Harper win a majority on Monday?
Well, I think that we've been having a very positive response from the residents, and mm-hmm. and I think we will, because they are choosing between a majority, the conservative majority, or the coalition, which now might be running by Jack Layton, a coalition that joined with the Bloc Québécois, who wants to separate our country, who wants to increase taxes and more spending. And I also like to say one thing that. Mm-hmm. Mr. Don Davies in the Vancouver Sun the other day, he had make a quote that I was a Caucasian man, prevail over a Chinese woman, and I'm just concerned about that quote, because it was Mr. Jack Layton, the leader of the NPP, said in his leaders debate to welcome more women into politics. So I'm very concerned about that quote. I think that in this ride-in, we have various Canadians from various backgrounds and more than 100 languages being spoken in the ride-in. And I think regardless of anybody background or gender, I'm here for all Canadians. And I hope to be the voice and the representative for Vancouver Kingsway. It is a three-way race, and I hope to be part of history, to be the voice for Vancouver Kingsway.
Now, you bring up that quote, and I do recall on Friday, you and the Liberal candidate and Mr. Davies appeared on CKNW with Simi Sarah about that quote. And you, pardon me, you brought up that quote. I thought it was already dealt with in terms that and I think Simi Sarah brought this up, that the quote was taken out of context.
Well, Simi Sarah didn't let me continue on. I was talking about the gender. Why did he have to mention I was a Caucasian man prevail over a Chinese woman? I mean, is gender an issue here? I mean, does it matter if it's a man or a woman? I think that, as Mr. Layton said, that he would welcome more women into politics. I think that it doesn't matter. It's about the issues. The people of Vancouver Kingsway will, you know, look at the platform of each party, and they will decide. But to me, I think it shouldn't be the gender issue in this election.
Now, when you go across the riding talking to people about the issues in the campaign, are people concerned about a coalition?
Yes, they are. They want a strong economy. They want us to recover from the fragile economic recovery. And they don't want a coalition which all these three parties get together. How are they going to merge, and how are they going to come to a agreement on how to run this country?
Now, how long have you known that you were going to run? I mean, when were you nominated?
I was nominated in September of 2009, so I got almost a year and a half to start preparing for the campaign election.
Now, one of the things I've noticed about your campaign train is that there has been a lack of social media presence, that the website that I mentioned off the top, trangnewin.ca, wasn't up until after the writ was dropped. There's hardly a presence on Facebook, and you don't tweet. Has that been a concern to getting the message out, perhaps, that there was no presence on social media?
Well, we do have a Twitter and Facebook on for the social media now.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is my first time running as a candidate, so we're trying to do the best that we can.
Now, are there, as you travel the riding, I'm sure you get criticism from voters about Mr. Harper and this government. People who say that the government has acted unethically, that he's been held in contempt by the House of Commons. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, you know, we introduced the budget. The Canadians people do not want this election. The Conservative government does not want this election. We introduced the budget in March 22nd, and it was the Liberal, the NDP, and the Bloc Québécois voted down the budget. They wanted this unnecessary and opportunist election, and people can see that, and they can see that this is what they don't want, $400 million spent into this election.
Do people talk to you about the HST?
Yes, you know, with the HST, they understand that it's a provincial matter, and it's they're going to have a choice to talk about it for the rest on coming up soon with the referendum. And also, I'd like to point out that in Nova Scotia, it was the NDP government who increased 2 percentage points in Nova Scotia for the HST.
Now, your government helped bring it in, though, in Ottawa.
It's a provincial matter, and we respect the provincial jurisdiction, and people will get to vote for the referendum coming up.
Did you have a position on the referendum? Will you be voting in favor or against the tax?
I would not say at this time.
Yeah. The war in Afghanistan is something that people should be talking about during this campaign. We haven't heard very much about it in the national campaign. Is that something that voters are concerned about?
No. You know, people are very concerned about the economy and fighting crime in this riding. They want to make sure that they will continue on to have jobs and low in taxes so that they can keep up with the standard of living in Vancouver Kingsway. As you know, the minimum price of a house here is $500,000. It's one of the highest in the country. So people are very concerned with the economy.
Now, this is a big riding, as you're well aware, going from, I guess it's Cambie to Boundary, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Are there parts of the riding that you're strongest in?
Actually, Oak to Boundary.
Oak to Boundary.
You know, I've been knocking on doors with, various areas in the ridings, and I come across a lot of positive responses, I have to say.
Yeah, and in terms of the sign war, how's your party doing? You have a lot of signs up?
I have, and many of the supporters are disappointed that they've been vandalizing my signs. And just stole them.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your schedule been like during the campaign? I guess these are long hours for you, right?
It is, but as a working mom, I'm used to it. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and you know how hectic that could be.
Right.
So I'm used to that schedule, and I'm really enjoying campaigning.
Yeah. It's been fun for you?
I really enjoyed the experience, meeting different people, talking to them, and learning new languages. Yes, it's been very enjoyable for me.
And did you find that when you're talking to voters, because you mentioned earlier that there are about 100 different languages in this riding, getting the message out about the Harper government, about the Conservative Party, has that been easy?
When I enter a doorstep and they can't really speak the language, I have my picture with the Prime Minister and they recognize it right away, and then they would say yes, yes, yes. So I think that bridged the communication gap there.
So is this race between you and Mr. Davies, or is the Liberal a factor in this, the Liberal candidate, is she a factor in this campaign?
Like I said, it's a three-way race, so I'm not going to take anything to leave that to any chances. So I think it's a challenge in three ways race.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, Trang. I appreciate your time today, and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. The website for more, TrangToWin.ca. Trang to Win is the Conservative Party candidate for Vancouver Kingsway. I'm Joseph Plunta.